You're listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Pod Gods Network. The Oddcast Podcast, the podcast nobody is listening to. Except you.
Welcome to Knitting for Professionals, the podcast specifically around knitting for professional people. My name is Johnny Abergavenny, and I'm here to talk about the cross stitch tonight. I'm fucking bored of that. I don't know what to say now. Help me! Would you like to see the photos I put on Twitter of my cork? I knitted it from pink wool. No? Ach, well, would you like to see the hardcore pornography I've been in? No? Would you like to know why my Scottish accent's so bad? It's because we're from Essex.
I didn't think it was that bad. Pretty good. I thought it was pretty good.
Scottish people would feel otherwise.
Yes.
Give a fuck.
Yeah. None of them are in the room.
I'm an American doing an impression of an English person.
Oh, God blimey.
Cheery Bobbins.
Cheery Bobbins.
So, Adam, who are we?
Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 46.
Wow, we're like four away from a really big pointless number. Numerical milestone.
Yeah.
Half a century.
Ooh, that's it, the excitement comes
through. If we've been doing this for 50 years, that'd be something to celebrate. We've been doing this podcast for 50 years!
It feels like it, doesn't it?
We started off on written letters.
Yeah.
And then moved on to the wireless.
Welcome to the Oddcast Lettercast.
We lost everyone's addresses, so we had to go wireless.
Wireless.
Dear cunts.
Yeah. Oddcast Podcast, Movie Century Podcast, the podcast nobody's listening to, part of the Pod Gods Network, oddpoduk.wordpress.com.
Did you just nearly burp during that intro?
Mm. I kind of did, yeah, trying to hold it in.
And then farted instead.
It was an internal burp.
That actually was him talking out of his anus.
Just like, well, every podcast.
How refreshing.
Minty freshness.
So, I am Adam. With me today, as always, is the man who speaks a thousand languages but can't be bothered to remember any of them.
Mohammed El-Fayed.
Mohammed El-Fayed, who hasn't got a passport. The man who's so confused, he's so intelligent.
Yeah.
Ash. And a man who just turns up whenever he wants to turn up because he can't be bothered to turn up any other times and then got replaced and now he's back again because he's only going to be here for a couple more days and who knows, he might not even be here for another episode after this. You might never see him again, but you can listen to him on the It's Not Soccer Podcast on Pod Gods Network.
That's me.
Billy.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. That's me.
That's me.
Billy.
That's the passing mid the ball.
You choked on your beard. So yeah, we are the podcast that no one's listening to.
You said that.
Which is good, because we're awful.
Is no one actually listening to it?
No one.
Right now, no.
Anyone. No one is listening to it right now.
It's not out yet.
Well, you get no downloads.
None at all. We get minus.
Yeah.
Minus downloads.
People just upload us.
Yeah.
They put it on torrent and then people don't bother. They just upload it, but they don't listen to it. No downloads.
Do you get a negative point if someone stops it halfway through?
No, I don't think so. I don't know how it works, to be honest. I just know people listen because I get tweets having a go at me for getting stuff wrong.
Do you think people fuck up?
That's normal. It's like a moan.
Do you think people fuck up and like type into Google house to rent and end up like on the Pirate Bay getting like sort of the downloads of the thing with Hugh Laurie?
House to... okay.
Sorry, we're talking about torrents. That's my brain.
But you don't rent torrents, you download torrents.
Yes, house torrent.
Oh, sorry, I was house, I want to rent
you. Yeah.
Kick word you would give it.
What dickhead would go on there and they go, well, I need to go and find a house to rent. And they're on there and they go, ooh.
Well, if they miss out the space and, you know, Google does that, did you mean, we think you mean, the start of the thing, it might actually just point them at house torrents.
Yeah. Probably will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We think you're a fat-fingered cunt. And we're going to point you at something else.
You only said it because you've got a tiny notebook that you type on. And you it's very small.
Oh, sorry,
So you've got to talk about your penis.
Yeah. No, when you said notebook, I was just thinking of the thing I used to keep notes in.
A notebook?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a computer notebook.
It's a netbook, yeah. I believe, is the term for the little tiny thing I have. Some people call it a knob. I refer to it as the old family problem.
All right, let's jump straight into the episode, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone ready?
Without further ado.
Mm-hmm. Got me on bands.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
A stab in the face with a soldering iron.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Just a bad reception, honey.
I'm gonna spank my hairy ass.
What's that?
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
I got a fever! And the only prescription is more cowbell!
What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh. Hear it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
It's not a tumor.
No. Go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Did everybody survive that okay?
Nah. Mm. Bill Jev.
Can't swim, Bill.
He's just trying to get his head back above water. Hang on a sec.
He actually closed his eyes then.
As if you can't see me.
You can't see me. Peek-a-boo.
I don't see you.
So, how's everyone's week been? How's everyone's week been? All good?
Wonderful.
Short.
Up to anything exciting since the last time we were here?
I had a cigarette.
A couple of cigarettes, yeah?
No, just the one.
Just one.
Yeah. What about you, Bill?
Doing well, yeah. I've had one.
You come
since
back
the last
again.
Podcast as well. I think me and Will were doing quite well.
Yeah. My good. Wife watered the cat.
Watered the cat.
It was brilliant. The missus is out watering all the potted plants out the back, yeah. And the cat was hiding behind one. She starts watering the plant and soaks the cat.
It's messy.
Made my day. Actually, the cat's a lot smaller.
It's shrunk.
Yeah, it's a fluffy cat.
It's a wet pussy.
Thanks, Adam.
It's wet as a spring lettuce.
Are you guys ready to stop talking about my wife's pussy?
I'm not talking about your wife's pussy, I'm talking about your pussy.
No, they're definitely my wife's pussies. I deny responsibility. If we had a dog, that would be my dog.
Yeah.
But
when cats it comes to a cat.
You don't take responsibility for the cats.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's for the ladies.
Which means when the cat's shitting next door neighbours' flower beds, I'll point them at the wife.
Talk to the wife. She did it.
Sorry, hers. Yeah, hers. I don't have any control over them.
Or her.
Well, this is very true.
Alright, so anyone seen any films recently? Any nice films? Good films? Bad films?
Oh, nice films. No. Mm.
You actually?
Nice films? No, I've been going for the Holy Vampire.
Well, when I said nice films, I didn't mean to say nice films. Like,
I did watch most of Survival of the Dead until Love Film crashed on me.
Survival of the Dead?
One of the more recent George Romero films. I've switched from bitter to lager. and all the gas he gets is
family.
That was terrible. But yeah, I started watching Survival of the Dead, and quite frankly, after Diary of the Dead, which was quite poor, I'm starting to conclude that George Romero really, really needs some inspiration, because he did Land of the Dead, which was amazing, and then he did Diary of the Dead, which was a bit poor, and kind of, it was the first person camcorder style one, just like camera footage,
yeah,
which was okay but not great. And Survival of the Dead is just a big pile of steaming wank.
Cheap, isn't it? He doesn't get a lot of money for it.
So he used all his good material in the first one, and then slowly...
Well, first one is the wrong term. Obviously, Romero's been doing them for donkey's years, but Land of the Dead was definitely still the last good one.
Yeah?
So when you say films, yeah, that goes on the pretty bad category.
So your love film crashed? Did you get pissed off?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. It was Sunday evening, and it just stopped playing, and I was about halfway through, and I went,
You weren't that bothered because it's
no, we went on the iPlayer and watched QI. Which rocks. Stephen Fry. What a legend.
Hmm? What about you, Bill? Seen any good films? Bad films.
I bought last week
Baked Bean Beauties Volume 3 Anal Explosion.
I lent it to Will. He loved it.
I had one.
I love that. The way you just come out of that, it's just like, I want to see that.
Name films.
See the narrative. I can see it's got a free.
You know, it's
structure.
Got a good, strong plot.
Was it directed by Heinz or Tesco?
Some German man called Heinz, Heinz Frankfurt.
Heinz Tesco.
Taut grip. Quite frankly, that was Sven Goran Eriksson's mate, but if ever there was a porn star name.
Yeah, Todd Grip.
Todd Grip.
Yeah.
Ah, I am Todd Grip. I am here to fix the swimming pool.
So, Bill, what were you saying? What'd you buy?
Sweeney Todd.
We love
it. Sorry, I just realised I totally interrupted and I just walked away with it. And I've just done it again. Sorry, Sweeney Todd.
Oh, become. He's so jealous you're back. He feels threatened that you're going to take his seat.
No. I've got a seat over here. This is quite comfortable.
Yeah, we've got four chairs.
It's
good.
Plus, I can see the screen from you.
The screen?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see the screen!
2 weeks in a row!
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, because it's really, really clearly, obviously, been a full week's gap between and everything.
It has.
I've watched quite a few episodes of Heroes.
Yeah, what's happened in the news? Lots of stuff.
Yeah, so, there's always news going on.
Well, there was that fucking stupid thing Nick Clegg said. And, you know, I mean, I just couldn't believe that. He said, what's he think he's doing?
And the Queen's Jubilee happened.
The Queen's Jubilee, yeah, well, that happened ages ago.
That happened.
But the Jubilee weekend. The Jubilee bank holiday, but the Jubilee was a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, but we're talking about the bank holiday, which.
Yeah, which was good. What did you get up to on the bank holiday?
I wandered through a forest.
This episode's not quite out until the end of the bank holiday.
This is out on Tuesday, so the bank holiday was.
Yeah, the bank holiday is still happening.
Yeah. So, at this moment, right now, whilst doing this, I'm actually getting drunk in a forest with loads of midgets.
You're camping at the moment.
It's camp? What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Camp midgets.
With camp midgets.
Fucking love them.
With camp midgets.
Camp midgets. Do you reckon there is a camp midget somewhere where they send. Midgets.
Oh, Warren Davis.
What were you saying? You bought what film?
I bought Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, that was shit.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think it had. I didn't think it was a musical, to be honest.
That it was a musical should have been a giveaway.
Have you seen the TV show that had
Shoeish.
Did you think it was the Sweeney?
Ray Winston in it.
Yeah, yeah. The Sweeney Todd one of that. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm just thinking you were thinking it was the film with the Sweeney.
Is actually going to be the Sweeney?
Really?
Ray Winston and Plan B, you know, the rapper Plan B.
Yeah, I know Plan B. His Defamation of Strickland Banks album's very good. The rest of his stuff's wank.
They are starred in a remake of the Sweeney, which they're filming right now.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Right now.
Is it a musical?
Da-da-da. Dun, 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 dun. No.
Right.
So, yeah, Sweeney Todd, did enjoy it, though. No?
I've put it on twice, and.
You must have hated it, had to watch it twice.
Well, like I say, I love the story, but. Oh, fucking hell.
Was that another Johnny Depp having the Bonham Carter job?
Yeah, Tim Burton.
I'm getting sick of that whole collaboration.
But it was based on the Broadway play.
Yeah, of course. You know, but I knew there would be songs, but.
I've got a gun, let's go to a Broadway show.
Yeah.
More of that later.
It was just too much of it. So, yeah, I put it on twice. Probably got about 20 minutes into it and...
turned it off twice.
I haven't seen the end of it.
Did you wait until you saw Ali G?
I have seen Ali G in it, yes.
Sacha Baron Cohen, yeah. The Dictator, Borat, yeah. Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he's played with. The yeah. French guy from Talladega Nights.
Yeah. Actually, he was also...
the lemur from Madagascar.
He also tried to bag Madonna.
He was in Hugo.
He was in Hugo, yes.
Yeah, as the lame sort of station inspector. And frankly, Hugo, we did the trailer breakdown of that ages ago. Watched it quite recently. It was a big steaming pile of shit.
You didn't like Hugo?
No, it's rubbish.
I really liked Hugo.
Okay.
I thought Hugo's one of them films that, when it first started, I was ready to turn it off after half an hour.
And I was an hour and a half in as well.
Because I thought...
it's only because the wife liked it.
It's just about some kid running around a fucking train station. I couldn't give a shit. It's going to be a kiddie film. And suddenly, when they switched it over and it went into all about...
to the old automaton.
And about the first cinema movies and about the one with the massive moon with the little... when they crash into the moon. See the moon with a face that's got something in his eye.
What film was he made of cheese?
Hugo.
And then I thought, well, that's really interesting.
No, you're thinking of Wallace and Gromit.
More cheese, Gromit.
Oh, no, that was a great... well, wasn't it? Was it a film? Yeah, I suppose it was a film.
When it was a film.
It was a short film.
Well, no, they did Were-Rabbit, didn't they?
Curse of the Were-Rabbit was a long one, but Wallace and Gromit that we're talking about was...
Grand Day Out.
Grand Day Out, indeed. That was the first one, wasn't it?
That was the first one.
And then it was The Wrong Trousers, which was great, and A Close Shave.
Yep.
Curse of the Were-Rabbit. Not so keen, actually.
And then they had a couple more after that.
Did they?
Matter of Loaf and Death.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
I haven't seen that one.
I think they've had one more since then.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
I think I saw about 2 minutes of it because I turned it on right at the end.
That is proper British Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
The set burnt, didn't it?
Who
was the set melting?
The set burnt down.
The set burnt. Yeah. They had a bad fire where they.
As opposed to one of the good fires.
Yeah. It's good when you're actually controlling it and you want it there because there's little flames.
Just burnt all the shit they wanted to get rid of that had high insurance value but a low actual value. You know?
Yeah.
No, gave them a chance to get the money off the company and rebuild. Brilliant. Good fire.
Good fire.
We need new capital equipment.
Yeah. Oh, all of our computers are so outdated and all of the stuff in that storage room's terrible. Oh, it'd be such a shame if someone spilt some petrol in there and just made sure all the fire doors were closed. That's a good fire.
Yeah. All our little plasticine models, they've started drying out because we forgot to water them. They're cracked. Wallace's arm's fallen off.
His
nose fell off.
Dawn of the Gromit. More brains, Gromit.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, fucking hell, I would.
Yeah.
Dawn of the Gromit, new film.
Done it.
Won it.
Copyrighted, trademark, done. Do you know what film I watched?
But we don't think we can copyright
Gromit.
Dawn of the Gromit.
Something you
Yeah, I used to have them as a kid.
Yeah.
Supposed to make you hear better.
My sister had Gromits.
It's not something that just grows in your ears and they want to get.
No, it's something they put in your ear. It's like a little sort of circular thing that allows the air to flow through better if your ears are clogged up or something like that.
So you go out on a windy day and you just.
I don't remember. I was a kid. I don't remember. Do you know what film I watched last night? Dark Shadows.
As opposed to Light Shadows.
No, it's a new. It's the new Johnny Depp, Tim Burton.
Helen Bonham Carter. Fuck's sake!
Can't they just put soft lighting in? Then there's no shadow.
Can't they just stop? To be honest, the whole Helena Bonham Carter, Johnny Depp, fucking Tim Burton collaborations. I'm getting really bored of them.
Never threesome.
Yeah, they work well together.
Find out.
Helena Bonham Carter really has got three usable orifices, so who else is in there?
Where's the bottle?
I'm being selfish.
The horn!
No, it's really good because it reminded me more of like a Beetlejuice style film.
Yeah, maybe it's alright. I'll probably put it on the DVD list, but I've got no particular interest.
I recommend it.
It was good
because it's got Johnny Depp plays a vampire and it's got Eva Green. And I've never found Eva Green attractive. She's the girl who was in Casino Royale, James Bond film, the one who dies.
She'd be more appropriate named if she was Jennifer Green.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
But I've never found her. In this film, she plays like a psychotic woman, like a bit mental, like she's a witch.
Why didn't Helena Bonham Carter play that role?
She does play kind of another role. Okay. But
she's a little bit kooky.
She's supposed to be really sexy, so the Helena Bonham Carter couldn't play that role.
No.
But Eva Green, mate, oh my God, I'd let her mess me about.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous in that film, even when she's getting beaten the fuck out of at the end.
You still have a hard on, didn't you?
I love a woman who's up for a bit of domestic abuse. Two fucking black eyes. Oh yeah. So I like them.
Did she bite
Sags?
Oh, she'd bite. I'd let her bite. Does she want a vampire? She's a witch.
Well,
yeah.
She can whip me with my boot, with her boot, or my boot.
Eye of Newton, toe of frog. What's it?
And Adam's head floating around in the cauldron.
She can put a curse on me, I'll tell you that. Sure. Good, gorgeous.
Eye of Newton, toe of
Eva Green.
Eva Green.
Yeah. Eye of Newton, toe of frog. Tongue of bat and Adam's cock.
But you'd love it.
Do you want to jump into a segment?
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
Yeah, should we do a bit of Star Watch? Bill, should we do a bit of Star Watch?
Let's do some Star Watch.
Star Watch, Bill.
Star Watch.
Star. What?
Yeah.
Shit.
That's a good boy. Yeah. That's good boy. Come on.
Oh my God!
Naked!
Why are you wet?
Don't look at me! Don't
look at me! I don't understand! Why are you wet?
Oh God, you're showing everything. Cover it up for the love of God. You know, just go.
Fine.
Go take a shower, you stink.
Nice tattoo, by the way.
Okay, so Sandra Bullock, even though Will doesn't want to do Sandra
Bullock. I would have cheerfully done a young Sandra Bullock, but, you know.
Glad to do Sandra Bullock.
I think she's looking all right for her age now. How old is she?
Yeah.
She's born in 64.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's
quite
a bit old.
Quite old.
She's starting to push it on a bit.
Push it on a bit.
I reckon she might have had a couple of surgical nips and tweaks.
Mm. Yeah, of course. She's got surgical nips.
Okay, obviously, like, she'd been in loads of stuff before, but I'm not going to go through them. I'm just going to start off with 1993, The Vanishing.
Not seen it.
You never seen it? That's the one with her and Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She vanished.
She wasn't in it for me. Look, she was only in it for the first 2 minutes.
And the dodgy copy that I got from Vietnam.
Actually, oh, yeah.
It ended 10 minutes in. She vanished, and then it went. Can't play.
The so with a couple of quid, you pay for the dodgy copy. Yeah.
No. It was 30p.
We should get a new segment. Just we'll find
dodgy films I have bought from weird, dodgy Vietnamese people.
No, it should be we give him a title of a movie, and he has to just sum it up in the most simplest terms ever. So it'd be like The Vanishing. What happens in that? Vanishes.
Ooh, testicles went missing.
What are you two doing?
Sorry.
Hey, James.
My last bottle
I've tried one of them before.
That's evil. Sorry,
I've got that
earlier. Weston's 2010 vintage at 8.2%. That is not cider, that is apple wine.
Yes.
Well, I've got a pint of it.
Yum. Good.
Sorry about talking over you guys later.
Nice. That's
fine.
Verbal slaps are perfectly acceptable.
Okay. The Vanishing. So The Vanishing, she gets kidnapped by Jeff Bridges. And he keeps on, has to spend a whole film trying to find her.
Didn't have a Muppet in it?
A Muppet?
It was Miss Piggy. She's one of the stoner.
Yeah,
don't buy the dodgy version from Vietnam.
Scooby Doo fucking episodes.
Yeah, chapter 2.
There was a Muppet.
Where's she gone? Dun, 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 dun. It's time to play the music. It's time to laugh a lot.
Yeah, just the Cookie Monster turned up out of his dustbin.
Cookie Monster! That wasn't a Muppet. That was a fucking Sesame Street character.
I was confused.
How dare you confuse the two?
I'm so confused.
I'm confused.
1993, Demolition Man.
Oh,
good.
Oh
yeah. I disagree. I hope in the future that we don't end up having sex the same way that they do.
But I want to know how the three shells work.
What is all of that about? Explain it.
Arse, bollocks, shit and wank.
Yink, dunk, yink, dunk.
Yeah, toilet paper.
Actually, maybe the three shells are just actually for urine, feces and semen.
Yeah,
because those are the three things I clean myself up off now and again.
I thought you were going to say that's what I clean myself with. I just sit in the shower.
Now again, you just water in your to press the semen shell and it just removes everything you've spilt over yourself.
Now yours is usually urine, semen, and the hooker's blood.
No, to be honest, most commonly it's urine, semen, and feces, but after just a good sneeze.
I use all three, oh fuck's sake. Well, I've got two arms.
Four shells, you need an upgrade to get rid of hooker's blood.
You just leave your arm on. Well,
actually, maybe blood would be a requirement.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
Four arm.
Time of the month and all that.
Alright.
Yeah, for us blokes. That's really good.
Yeah. Well, it's
the woman only button.
Oh, no, here you go, son.
Well, I hate to say it, but I've been there. When I'm ready. No.
So there, so Sylvester Stallone, that film. There's a film that
great film, love it.
Come to the from, to the future from.
I am the law.
No, that's John's trick. That's the one where he goes. I am the law. I am the law. To be honest, though,
I only see one film, every film once.
To be honest,
they
though,
they normally cut that bit and they leave it in the later, in the ones after the watershed. There's this thing.
Only thing I would say, and we've discussed Demolition Man previously when we did the Sylvester Stallone Star Watch, but the only thing I would say is, to me, that's a Stallone and maybe a Snipes film.
Yes.
I don't see it as a Sandra Bullock film. She is a leading character in it, but she is not the lead character.
No.
What I did like in that film was when she's in the office, the police office, and they've got posters of Lethal Weapon 3 behind them because they don't have any like, action because it's all peaceful.
Yeah.
So they like to watch old 90s action films.
Murder, death, kill.
Okay, 1993, wrestling Ernest Hemingway.
Hemingway probably sounds better. I have no idea what that is.
Wrestling Ernest anyway.
1994, Speed.
I'm kind of surprised. I thought Speed was before Demolition Man. I'm amazed that Demolition Man is so old.
You're not amazed. You're just
surprised. Mildly surprised.
I'm amazed! Oh my God!
My eyes dropped out. My dick got hard and I dropped my jaw. To quote the Red Hot Chili
Peppers. Urine, feces, blood. Yes, yeah, Speed. I love Speed. It's just so stupid and over the top and mental. It's brilliant.
That was Dennis Hopper as well, wasn't it?
Yep. Pop quiz, hot shot.
I watched that a lot of times with you.
What would
you
do? The bus
goes 3 miles an hour. That's the way that they go.
What?
Average speed in London is 3 miles an hour.
The thing with this film, though, the bus has to hit 50 to activate the bomb and then stay above 50, otherwise it will blow up. But It only hits 50 and activates when Keanu Reeves is chasing the fucking thing and he speeds up and then like he chases there's a bomb on a bus, don't slow down. He's like, well, I wasn't running away from you. If you just got on the bus and everything, then it would have been fine.
My biggest issue with Speed was that it forgot to stop. There was a point.
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of the bus. Not allowed to stop.
No, the film forgot to stop. There was this whole thing about there's the bomb on the bus, and they defused the bomb, and kind of everyone got off. And
no,
frankly,
they didn't defuse it.
Oh, sorry, they got rid of the bomb. I can't remember. But
the camera.
The point I'm trying to make is they managed to like get everyone off the bus, and I actually think if the film had stopped there, it would have been better than then having to do the like
on the train
shootout bit after that. If it had just stopped there, I think it would have been a better film.
No, you needed the train bit at the end because you needed the best ever line Keanu Reeves ever said. It's when he's fighting him on the top of the train, and then he lifts him up, and then it's almost head full coat that gets chopped off by one of them lights, and then they ask him what happened because he lost his head.
So you're wrong.
He goes, "Hasta la vista, baby."
I can't remember, but I think it was Keanu Reeves that managed to utter the line, "Dude, you just melded death." So, yes.
Alright. Yeah, but moving right. back on to Sandra Bullock, because once again, we mention a film Sandra Bullock is in, and then we talk about all the male actors in it.
Yeah, boring. She's that boring.
She was quite nice, now.
She was fair, she was attractive.
So moving back onto that, the next one must be Miss Congeniality or something like that.
No, yeah, 95, While You Were Sleeping.
Hang on, 64 she was born.
Oh, 64. Is that like Sladen?
Oh, fuck, she's old.
How old is she? I can't work it out.
64. Hang on, 64, 2012, she's 58.
No, she's not. No, she's nearly 50.
50, then.
No, 48, 50. Sorry, 48. Apologies. Yeah.
Still, you call yourself an accountant?
No! No, I don't, you cunt. But she is no spring chicken anymore.
She's looking good, though.
I work with numbers, but I just make them up.
Yeah.
Make the numbers up. Statistics, they're wonderful. You can prove anything.
Yeah.
As long as you give me what you want to prove, I will prove it with numbers.
Yes. While You Were Sleeping, 95, that's when some bloke falls down. And
I was awake in 95.
Yeah. He falls some down on the train tracks, and then she has to jump on the train, and it's got not allowed to go any faster than 50 miles an hour.
Sounds brilliant.
What?
Is it 50 miles an hour or kilometres an hour?
I thought that was speed 2.
No, that's on a boat.
Oh, that was shite.
No,
a cruise control. Yeah. Hang on, we'll get to that.
No, skip that one. 95,
The Net. That's the one where she's like a computer hacker, and then people are chasing her and taking her identity and all that, and then she has to get it back.
It would have been much more entertaining if it was just Sandra Bullock naked, caught in a fishing net, spending about an hour and a half struggling to get out of it and
putting herself in
difficult poses. No, no, not dressed as a mermaid. I want to see full vag shots.
He wants urine, feces, blood.
You missed out the semen.
That comes later.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, 96. A Time to Kill.
No, oh, is that James Bond film?
No, that was the one with Samuel Jackson.
And they have License to Kill.
I don't know, let's move on. 97, Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Ooh, yeah,
that's
that was short.
The one on the boat.
That's got Willem Dafoe in it, hasn't it? With the golf clubs.
Willem Dafoe.
That's the only bit I remember from that, Willem Dafoe with golf clubs.
What, who?
You don't remember Sandra the Bullock in it then?
Sandra the
Bullock.
Sandra the Bullock.
Because she is.
The only way, the easiest way to get off the boat is to just wave a little red towel.
So you go charging towards it.
You whip it out of the way, there's a gap in the railing. She dives off the boat.
Sandra the Bullock.
previously, she was Sandra DeBeal. DeBeal. Sorry, DeBeal.
Is that her wrestling name? She was DeBeal. She was yours.
She was an old wrestler.
Sandra the Bullock. Stay away.
1998, she was in Practical Magic with Nicole Kidman.
Never saw it.
She played a witch.
Sounds like a fucking chick flick to me.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Forces of Nature, 99. That's when she's with Ben Affleck.
Oh, chick flick?
No, just a shit film. 2000.
Yeah, it's got Ben Affleck.
Gunshy with Liam Neeson.
Really?
Chick flick?
Liam Neeson's been in some good stuff.
Black and blood
exactly.
2000, 28 days is when she played an alcoholic, went into rehab.
Not 28 days later.
Because that was a good film.
Yes. And it didn't have her in it.
Yeah. And it did have zombies.
Yes.
Fucking rocked.
Well, it had angles.
They weren't zombies, sorry, they were people infected with the rage virus.
Yes,
they
were infected.
Good.
But Sandra wasn't there. She was 2000 Miss Congeniality when she played a tomboy munter, and then Michael Caine helped her out, and then she was really, really hot.
So is this six separations of bacon?
Six separations of bacon.
If it helps, I like six rashers of bacon in my sandwich, and I'll need them separated, not just like
she's
together.
She's a steak. Steak saves bacon.
Yeah. No, she's a bullock. Bullocks are often raised with pigs. Pigs are made of bacon.
There we go.
And Kevin Bacon eats bacon.
By the way, that's last week's podcast.
We're going to make this going every week now that we've got to bring
a separation from bacon.
Did you like Miss Congeniality?
It was actually I did actually see it. I know I'm kind of ashamed
to
admit.
That,
how
about you, Bill? You seen it?
What's that?
You're still talking about Miss Congeniality?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Move on.
Oh, hang on. Bill's just sitting there, he's switched off and nearly fallen off his chair.
Oh, I had a little swig in my beard. I was like, oh, right, I thought you'd moved on to second night. Yeah, when did that come out? 2000?
That's 12 years ago.
I've seen it. We've got another 12 years to do.
12 years ago.
Yeah.
Air was shit.
Yeah.
Great review.
She's a cunt.
His review.
Cheesy cunt.
Sorry, did you say cheesy cunt?
She has a cheesy cunt, yeah. Throw it all together.
2002. Murder by Numbers.
I see it as more of a Grier thing.
Ugh. I was thinking it is. Stings the nostrils.
Oh, camembert. Gorgonzola. Sorry.
Murder by Numbers, 2002.
One, dead.
Two, feces. Three, semen. Four, blood.
Six, Columbo.
That's a serial killer.
Columbo had a glass eye, didn't he?
Peter Falk.
The actor have a glass eye?
Peter Falk had a dodgy
eye. They just took his eye out and put it in.
No, we're not
going to use special effects. I'm sorry. To play Columbo, you have to have your eye removed.
Was Columbo...
You've got to wear this.
How much do you want this job?
We guarantee you about 200 episodes. And all you've got to do every time is, as you walk to the door, turn around and go, one more question.
I like to do that when I'm doing requirements gathering analysis at work. Finish the meeting, just open the door and go, and just one more question. Brilliant thing.
That's Columbo, right? Yeah. No, what I was saying about Columbo is that...
Was Sandra Bullock in it?
Let me finish. Columbo, right? He had... It was the character about him having a glass eye, and so Peter Falk didn't have a glass eye. He just his character had a glass eye. Did Peter Falk have a glass eye?
Peter Falk was squinty.
And he had a glass eye. So
squinty bastard.
So Peter Falk's glass eye was playing the part of a regular eye.
Yeah, it was actually playing the part of a glass eye in a thing, but he didn't get.
So
a
Columbo fork, was supposed
like a spork.
So Columbo was supposed to have a glass eye in, or did he just look weird and no one said, mate, you've got a glass eye?
No, his eye was paid a wage.
It was playing a normal eye.
Because he could swap it out, so he could take it out. The eye used to go off and party all the time. It was, I remember coming over to England, he used to go to Stringfellows quite a lot. And
well, the funny thing is, Columbo's eye...
on the wall. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
The thing is, Columbo's eye also featured in The Prisoner, in the TV series, as the big inflatable balls that chase people around the beach. It was awesome.
Nice.
It's done a lot of work.
You should look it up on IMDb if you really want to know the whole back catalogue of Columbo's eye.
Yeah. He's got a history. Yeah. He's got a Twitter page and a Facebook.
Do you reckon Columbo's eye is actually on Twitter? Columbo's eye?
Yeah.
No, that's a parody account. It's something like Columbo-eye.
Columbo-eye.
Really, have you looked?
Yeah, absolutely. I spend a lot of time on Twitter.
You do?
It's the whole country.
Okay, 2002, Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood.
Are we only in fucking 2002?
Mate, there's not many films after it.
The Ya-Ya Sisterhood.
She sort of went out of work. Because she's getting old.
Yeah. Was she a cheerleader? Or pretending to go back to be a cheerleader?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Miss Congeniality.
2 weeks' Notice, 2002, her and Hugh Grant.
That was actually a film that I really didn't want to like.
And you did. Guilty pleasure?
Yeah, totally.
Why?
Because it was actually very well written. It was well scripted. Hugh Grant played his usual bumbling, I am a cunt. But he came across well. He, you know, the sport rich boy, because he often plays, you know, kind of anarchic... like chaotic commoners, but yeah. You know, it was really refreshing to see Hugh Grant in a spoiled rich boy character.
There is a line that I feel I did find quite funny when they turn around and she goes, "You are the most annoying person in the world," or something like that. And he goes, "That's impossible. Do you know everybody in the world?"
Yeah, you found it funny because you had the same thing said to you, or
no? Because I said it to you a few times.
Well, this is true.
That is true.
I just say to you, Adam. You're a cunt.
I knew you could call me a cunt. I knew it.
What's the film about? Is it for, you know, someone quitting their job?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's a rich bloke and Sandra Bullock plays the secretary, not the main... Well, she is a main role, actually.
She is the main character.
Yeah.
No, they are the main characters. She is the leading female role, he's the leading male role. This is a thing I've gone into before. Rarely do you get a woman in the lead role saying they are the main character, but this is Hugh Grant.
Will's sexist.
No, there are films, there are exceptions, but rarely.
Yeah, no, no, I agree.
But no, she was the female role. She played the secretary, and basically, he for some reason had to give her 2 weeks' notice. And during that 2 weeks, they fell in love and they kissed, and it was all lovely at the end.
And you still,
did they photocopy it on a fucking song?
All right, then let's move on. 2004, Crash, the ensemble film, which won an Oscar.
Crash is a good.
Oh, was that the one where the people who had the crashes like had sex with the people in the car?
No, that's another film called Crash.
Well,
that's
Crash.
That is a good film.
Yeah, that was the good one. This was the big pretentious wanky one that tried to be all cool and hip about racism and turned out to be a load of fucking bollocks.
Move on. 2005, Miss Congeniality
nice.
2.
Nice.
Didn't see it.
Armed and Fabulous.
Why didn't we see it? Oh no, that's not the one where they end up in Las Vegas.
That is the Vegas one.
It's oh,
it's the one.
Have you seen it? Yes, I watched it just because.
Shame on you.
It was up.
Shame on you.
I am.
Pornhub was down.
Appalled at myself.
No, yes. he was cleaning up. He was cleaning up the blood.
I was using the seashells and I got confused and hit the remote by accident.
Right, I think our conclusion so far, just to summarise, is Demolition Man was good.
Yeah. You wait till you get to come in. You got The Lake House in 2006.
Not seen.
That's the one where she lives in a certain time zone in this house, The Lake House, and Keanu Reeves lives either, I think it's 2 years behind or in front. I can't remember.
Whoa, dude! And you're like totally so much older than me.
And then what happens is they communicate by putting letters in this postbox. The minute he puts a letter in, 2 years later she finds a letter, or vice versa. I can't remember who's in.
I was very confused on that one.
That film was also.
Is that just a commentary on how shit Royal Mail are?
No,
it's US. But Family Guy summed it up perfectly because they did a quick scene of it when Sidewalk puts a letter in the postbox and closes it.
Said her cock in the postbox,
and then, but then Keanu Reeves gets the letter and then he sticks his cock in the postbox and then Sandra Bullock in another tub and opens it and he goes, oh.
Glory hole postbox.
So that I can't watch that film because
that's the most enough.
When he pulls it back out, has his knob aged by 2 years?
Well, maybe.
Ain't been clean for 2 years.
A little, goes, little bit cheesy.
Opens it, goes,
he's got 2 years accumulation of knob cheese under the foreskin.
James up the box and just it was a sealed box. Just all this piss cup.
Yeah.
James out, blood, semen, feces. Done.
Still, how desperate would you be after 2 years of your knob being stuck in a box?
All right, it
depends whose box it is, to be honest.
2007, Premonition.
Fuck.
That's when she had premonitions about her husband dying. And then he didn't die, but then she had another permission that he did die, and he didn't die, and she got all confused, and then I watched, turned it off. So yeah,
did he die?
Didn't get to
she killed him in the end. Did you stop care? The premonitions?
No. 2009, The Proposal. That was when she had to fake getting married to or go out with Ryan Reynolds, and it was a very quirky film. It's actually alright. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
They had to go and visit his family. And she's really bitchy. She's just bitchy. Oh, boss.
Yeah, I saw the trailers for that at the cinema. Because I'm now getting to the shit I remember. Yes, she's the like the power hungry cougar boss, and she has to like pretend that she's getting married for some reason.
She's going
to
get kicked out.
Decides to get like the office junior to do it, so to get her green card and all of that shit.
And they fall and in love.
It's a comedy of how these two people that hate each other fall in love. Bollocks. And I know this from the trailers.
Yeah, you've seen the film then.
You haven't seen the film?
No. I don't need to see the film. Yeah, I've seen the trailer. It looks like utter wank.
All right, 2009, she was in a film called All About Steve, which is voted one of the worst films ever.
Who was it about?
It was all about David.
Dave.
Is it? What is she? She's like, she's a really weird.
Dave the Vampire.
She's a lonely. That's from last episode.
Yeah, no. Exactly. I like bringing these things up.
But you know, it was a full 7 days ago. Yeah, but it's good how we remember it so clearly.
I always remember these things.
She was this weird crossword writer. She created crosswords, and she was a bit
weird. For some reason, I expected to say crossdresser, but
no, crossword. And she goes searching for this guy.
From her bollock.
Tanja Bollock. Nice. And so he goes searching for this guy and ends up stalking him across the whole country, and it's Sahara. Weird. It makes no sense. It's not even funny.
When you say crossword writer, did she just like go into toilets and write fuck?
That's a new word to be trying to get on them.
Just
some more. Nice. Nice. Well done. 2009, The Blind Side, where she, white woman adopts.
Was it Columbo?
No, because Columbo wasn't playing The Glass Eye.
But he did have a blind side.
No, Columbo never did.
Columbo. Oh, Peter Falk. Sorry, was it the Peter Falk biography?
Yeah. Yeah. She played The Glass Eye.
Yeah.
No, that's when she adopts a big black football player. That's it.
Moving on.
He adopts it. I think your head and your face channel.
I'm just sitting there going, oh, for fuck's sake.
And then the last one was 2011, extremely loud and incredibly boring.
Yeah.
About
it was called incredibly loud and really boring.
No, incredibly loud and incredibly close, but it was boring.
Okay.
So there you go.
Was it extremely loud and incredibly close?
Yes, I know.
Because now and again I've done a sort of search online. I can't remember what I searched for. It was, I remember actually searching for something like extreme ironing. have you never heard of extreme ironing?
Yeah, yeah,
look it up. Yeah, so you start typing in extreme and it comes up extremely loud and incredibly close. And I looked down and thought, is that me on the podcast?
Yes, it is. Yeah. But, so Sandra Bullock. Not a very good Star Watch, really.
No, to be honest, utter shite.
Probably the worst one, because going back...
Well, no, at least I've seen some of her films.
But
Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Demolition Man.
19, brilliant film. Go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on. We covered that on the Stallone one.
Yeah. So she hasn't actually made a good film like that's really good since Speed. Like I'd say, like Demolition Man, Speed, and then onwards... She made lots of rom-coms.
2 weeks' notice was quite funny.
Yeah. So she appears in a lot of stuff, but nothing really that you can cream over.
I'm glad we selected her for this feature.
Well done, Will. Yeah. You selected her.
Well, to be honest, no, I didn't select her. It's just the other one, to be honest, I'd actually never heard of.
Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah. I've no idea who she is.
She's the bird from Underworld. The leather bird.
She's just purely made of leather. Yeah, she's a little bit old.
Looks
like something
dehydrated skin.
Yeah.
The leather bird.
Yeah, right. She was the granny in Something About Mary.
So should we go back and watch this then?
Leather.
Yes.
Okay. Here is just play the theme and go straight into the trailer. Yeah.
Do it.
We have to go back. I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning.
Just outside of Chicago.
Galileo.
In the basement of this house.
Wave world, party time, excellent.
Broadcast history is about to be made.
Extreme close-up. Whoa!
I want you to find out who these guys are and where they do their show.
What is this?
Mr. Vanderhoff, this is your audience.
It's two chimps on a Davenport in a basement.
Here I am, with the contract for $5,000.
Excuse me?
No, they're on their way.
No way.
To fade.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate sequin jumpsuit? Young girls in white cotton panties, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet face?
To fortune.
Contractor knows I will not bow to any sponsor.
And to babe heaven.
What do you do if every time you see this one incredible woman, you think you're gonna hurl?
I say hurl. If you blow chunks and she comes back, she's yours. If you spew and she bolts, it was never meant to be.
Okay.
It's Wade.
This is definitely the type of place I'm gonna get when I move out of my parents' house.
It's God.
I love you, God.
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
It's a movie.
We're not worthy.
Wayne's World.
Hi, Wayne.
It just might be the greatest motion picture ever made.
Are you mental?
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, Party Time, excellent.
So enthusiastic. The excitement.
No, I do actually fucking love that film. It's awesome. But it was Mike Myers. Really, it was the first Mike Myers film that really got him known. I mean, he'd been known over in the UK, having done the Wide Awake Club.
Oh, yeah.
Timmy Mallett. Working with Timmy Mallett on Whack-A-Day.
Whack-A-Day.
Sound Asleep Club. That was Mike Myers, wasn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. But
the Whack-A-Wave, which no one can see on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, he went on to, I mean, to be honest, he did Wayne's World, he did a few other bits. And it was Shrek that I think really got known as the voice of Shrek.
No, Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, sorry, totally missed that one. Yeah.
Have we done the Star Wars?
Yeah.
We did. Sorry, I was just going off on a bit of a tangent.
Because Wayne's World was created by Mike Myers and Danny Carvey from a Saturday Night Live sketch, which is where it originally came from.
Okay.
And then they moved it into the movie.
There was a TV series of Wayne's World as well, wasn't there?
No. That was sketches on Saturday Night Live.
It was out on Sky late at night, just as Wayne's World, I seem to recall. I mean, we're talking
they probably took the snippets from it and put it out there as like a little show to promote the film, because they knew the film was coming out in 1990.
But the film fucking rocked.
I love Wayne's World.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All I'm thinking of at the minute is this is me in a nutshell where that was actually Austin Powers. It could be though. I still the car where they're in that little blue weird car.
Yeah, that's Garth's car.
Garth's car. They're all headbanging and they've got the licorice thing in the booth.
If you're gonna spew into this.
It was the Austin Powers. It was the Bohemian Rhapsody song, wasn't
that,
it?
Yeah. That was it. Was totally the Bo Rap. It was
the Bo Rap. Look at you getting down with the kids, yo.
Yeah. Fuck yeah,
innit, man.
But no, Bohemian Rhapsody, I seriously think got a massive boost from that film. And quite frankly, I blame that film for a number of the neck injuries I got as a youth from headbanging because I was trying to replicate the guys from Wayne's World.
Especially when driving and you actually dislocate your neck slightly. And then you try to use the steering wheel.
It was the driving. It was the driving into other people that was the real problem.
They bounce off.
So you got Wayne.
Garth.
Wayne Campbell and
Garth Elgar.
Elgar,
one of the two.
Elgar, probably.
But yeah, Tia Carrere played. What's her name?
Cassandra.
Yeah. Do you want the cream of some young guy? Fucking! It was. There were so many good little jokes in that. It was the line when they're in the studio. I can't remember exactly, but it's. You know, when we're looking down, it's on us, but really, it's not us.
It's
Garth!
You.
That was a haiku. It was just little. There were just so many silly little jokes in that film.
It was the swing!
Showing!
And stuff like that, and they added on there. And what was the other one?
Not! Well, you see, it sucks, and it cuts. Well, it certainly does suck. But they, it was just.
Is that
it
talking
was,
about
Cassandra again? No, that was on the Wayne's World, because the whole concept, though, wasn't it? Was it's just like this bloke who lives with his mum but has a cable television show
in
coming out of his basement.
Yeah.
And he's got his rocking out mates doing the camera work. It was Terry, was one of them, I seem to recall. Who was the guy with the big blonde hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he set his head on fire, or they have a fire in the basement?
Was it bloke from Weird Science?
He was in it, yeah. He was, yeah. The TV show, Weird Science.
Yeah.
Lee Tegwason.
Oh, I was to say, not from the... I only saw the film.
Yeah. TV show was good.
Awesome.
Vanessa Angel.
Hot!
Yeah.
But as hot as Tia Carrere?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Vanessa Angel is
dong.
Kingpin.
Yeah, I've not seen it.
You've never seen Kingpin?
No.
That's why he sticks his hand in the machine.
Woody Harrelson
spitting the ball.
Yes. Right, I'm going to play a clip from Wayne's
World, not Kingpin.
Whilst we feet up, we're not watching Kingpin.
Yeah.
Camera one. Camera two. Camera one. Camera two. Camera one. Camera two. Camera one. Camera two.
God.
Camera one.
Camera two.
Tell me, when that first show is over, will you still love me when I'm an incredibly humongoid giant star?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate, sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, waking up in a pool of your own vomit, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet phase?
Yeah.
Okay, party. Bonus.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Anthony.
Who's Anthony? Who's Anthony?
My drummer.
Okay.
That's a fucking fantastic scene, actually. It's... The thing about that scene is you've got, like, the absolutely gorgeous Tia Carrere lying on the bed laughing at this, quite frankly, ugly, geeky bloke in his wife fronts. And it's one of my jealousy scenes.
With a mullet.
Yeah.
With a mullet, yeah.
To be honest, yeah. I could give you so much better, Tia. I could give you 1.5 inches of pure Essex steel.
Essex steel?
Well, that's what we know. That's what we know. Party.
Bonus. I'd bone her.
Whatever happened to Tia Carrere?
Tia Carrere? I don't know, but I'll tell you what. One of my favourite...
She got eaten by the snake.
Okay. One of my favourite things about Tia Carrere is in Wayne's World, it turns out she's got a fucking amazing singing voice. Okay. Because it was her doing the lead singing when she covered Sweets Ballroom Blitz. That was her singing, and it's a cracking little tune. Great tune, but she sung it really well doing the Crucial Taunt thing.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
she's got it all in.
Proper juiced up.
Get juiced up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm starting to see a bit of blood, semen, sweat, feces. Coming from Will right now.
And some more blood.
Some more blood.
Yeah, sorry, I sneezed again. Wayne's World rocked.
Party time.
Take a look. Dude.
Well, yeah, it's a quick scene that we play when it's Garth and Wayne, when the way they talk to each other.
Hello.
That's a good way of introducing a clip. Here's a clip.
Sometimes I wish I could boldly go where no man's gone before. But I'll probably stay in Aurora. What are you thinking about?
Cassandra. She's a fox. In France, she would be called La Renard, and she would be hunted with only her cunning to protect her.
She's a babe.
She's a robo-babe. In Latin, she would be called Babia Majora.
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln. Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he'd put on a dress and play a girl bunny?
No. No.
Neither did I. I was just asking.
Okay, okay. Keep looking up!
Okay. Ah!
I fucking need to see that film again.
Definitely.
And Abraham Lincoln.
I need to sit underneath a plane when it's landing.
I take a pause. I thought it was taking off.
No, it was landed.
Landing.
It was a landing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Come down to land. Green car. We can't do it in his now. Up by Stansted Airport. We'll lie on the bonnet. These days with terrorists.
Yeah.
Can't get too close again. You can't get too close.
With that beard, Bill, you look like a terrorist.
Yeah. I stole it off a terrorist, actually.
To be honest, it's the burqa that worries me the most.
Listen, it's Billy cold Burka. Outside, okay? And the really long shoelaces, yeah. So it's a slightly long confused.
Is it me or are your underpants bigger than usual, Bill?
Why are they smoking?
See, I was hoping you wouldn't catch on to
We read the Daily Mail, we know exactly what to look out for.
Yeah. You foreigners. Are you foreign, Bill?
Is it the accent? Is it the accent? It could be nasty, isn't it?
Yeah. You fucking foreign.
It was the evil look.
Are you from Scotland? So Wayne's World, yeah?
Wayne's World fucking Love that film.
There's a,
awesome.
They brought in Alice Cooper in this film. Do you remember that scene?
Yes. Oh, I do. They totally. They're sent on the whole day out with. They got the tickets to everything, and they're doing all the. If there's any chance we'll make it, we're gonna make our dreams come true. Well, dude, we got tickets to see Alice Cooper,
yeah.
And I meet them backstage, and I just love this conversation they have with Alice Cooper and the band.
Do you want me to play the clip?
Oh, you got the clip.
Oh, look how excited he got in.
Yeah. Got
I saw a bit of feces come out of his mouth. Clip.
Yeah, sorry, that was off Billy earlier. I haven't gargled.
Using the mouthwash.
Sorry about it.
Yeah, no, it's the thing is, it's a fantastic film. It truly is. And the Alice Cooper bit, it was just really deep.
Genius.
Funny.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Love it.
Here is Will's favourite boner clip.
Alice! Is this cool?
Yeah, come on in.
Sorry to bother you, but we have to come and tell you how much we really enjoyed the show, didn't we, Garth?
Oh, thanks.
We're not mental or anything, so don't be afraid. My name is Wayne, and this is Garth.
Nice to meet you guys.
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
Well, I'm a regular visitor here, but Milwaukee has certainly had its share of visitors. The French missionaries and explorers were coming here as early as the late 1600s to trade with the Native Americans.
In fact, isn't Milwaukee an Indian name?
Yes, Pete, it is. Actually, it's pronounced Miliwake, which is Algonquin for the good land.
I was not aware of that.
I think one of the most interesting aspects of Milwaukee is the fact that it's the only major American city to have ever elected three socialist mayors.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
Huh? Huh? Huh. Okay.
Well, we gotta get going.
No. Stick around. Hang out with us.
Cool. Yeah, we'll stay and hang around with you. With Alice Cooper.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Are you using that clip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good clip. Yeah.
Yeah, good clip, but it's cut off a tiny bit too short.
Yeah.
I'm always moaning.
It's started with the we're not worthy, we're not worthy.
You
should have gone on to the line from the film, we're scum, we suck.
Well, tell everyone.
Just did.
We're scum, we suck. We suck. We're suck. We suck.
You suck.
I suck. Ash still in his
voice. No, I don't actually. I guess I.
Yeah, that's a great. Alice Cooper's actually in Dark Shadows. He plays himself in that film, and he looks exactly the same. Yeah, it doesn't look like he's aged.
Aged since in like the 1920s.
I know why.
When he was in the gym club.
Yeah. It's because from day one he put on makeup by the shovel load,
mm-hmm.
and if you do that from day one,
yeah.
it hides it as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it, if you know, if you get a foundation. And you're literally scraping it up with a trowel and going on the side of your face.
And he draws them weird little black lines near his mouth.
Yeah, and draw snake, the crow. Yeah, draw the laugh like, oh, yeah, he managed Jake the Snake Roberts, didn't he, in WWF? When WWF wasn't just the World Wildlife Fund.
Yeah.
He was the manager of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Was he?
Yeah, that was before WWF actually sued the World Wildlife Fund for the name and lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tried to take it
in. There he is.
I don't know. Is that true?
Yeah, he was Jake the Snake Roberts' manager.
I remember Paul Bearer.
You got to bear in mind, I've got a couple of... Oh, yeah, no. The thing is, I'm talking well before The Undertaker here. I've got to bear in mind, you're just a child when it comes to
WWF
stuff.
Hulkamania and stuff like that.
Oh, we're talking Hulkamania, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Legion of Doom, The Ultimate Warrior.
The Nasty Boys...
No, that was too. That was much later on.
That was the '90s.
Yeah.
The '90s with
okay. Earthquake and Typhoon.
Ah, but I remember
Tugboat.
When Typhoon was Tugboat.
Tugboat, yeah.
Fuck yes.
Never heard of Typhoon.
Cool. Yeah, Typhoon. Tugboat turned bad, and joined Earthquake and became a member of the Natural Disasters.
Yeah.
So Wayne's World. And Adam, have you been punching things? So I've just seen your bruised knuckles.
That's the blister I got. I don't know what it is, and it popped, and then it just really hurts.
How did you get blisters on your hands?
I think I burnt it on a radiator when I got pissed and slept downstairs. up against the radiator.
Good man. So Wayne's World.
Will, I just noticed.
You've just been clutching your hands for the whole episode.
Have I?
Yeah.
I never noticed.
Showing it off.
You're like, look at me, fucking hard nut. Yeah, I got drunk and fell asleep next to a radiator.
so we're the people that injure our hands.
You do. You cut your finger off.
I cut the top of my thumb off.
You hurt yourself?
No, I cut my hand on a swimming pool in India.
Oh yeah, I was there.
I remember that.
Yeah,
he was there.
That's funny.
I wasn't.
It was when you fell over.
I've got three little. I spoke about that. It was fucking funny. When I did hit the floor and start laughing.
If it helps, I've got a total of 1, 2, 3, 4 little cuts on the back of my hand.
What from? Your chickens?
Dragging your knuckles.
Don't really know.
Dragging your knuckles.
That's the best I can do. Anyway, Wayne's World.
Yeah, go back and watch this.
Fucking cracking film. Mm. You know, to sum it up, for those that haven't seen it, it's the story of two blokes who run a cable TV show, get bought out by corporate whores, have to apply corporate whoredom, and then just try and assert their independence and become really awesome.
Well, yeah, we're a little bit like Wayne's World, aren't we?
No, we're nothing like it. And until the corporate whores approach us, in which case, if they offer us $5,000 a piece, I will take my $5,000, even though in English money that's about 20 pence. Mm-hmm. What with the exchange rate?
Yeah.
And do you believe that? Yeah,
to be honest, it would be a couple of grand. I would take my couple of grand for my position in this podcast and sell out like a big fucking dirty ass bitch whore.
But we don't have the sofa. The whole thing about Wayne's World.
With that money, I'd buy a new sofa.
No, but not a new one.
I can actually afford to get my shed.
Yeah,
I can afford to get my shed waterproofed, the gutters relined. I'd be well happy with that. You know, I'd take my $5,000 worth, and, you know, if they want to rate me up the bum during the next podcasts, well, so long as they do it by arrangement, they're gentle and usually.
Notice how he said plural. He wouldn't take $5,000 just for the one raping up the arse. It has to be multiple raping.
You're easy.
To be honest, I will take £5,000 per bum rape. No, seriously.
You're easy.
God. $5,000, to be honest, you've got to do that every couple of months and you're sorted.
There's someone out there.
Okay, you might walk a bit funny for a while, but yeah, I'll take $5,000 to go.
You lost your donkey.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, after the first one, the tracks have been laid.
Yeah, that's it. Plain sailing from
Billy, tell me you wouldn't. For £5,000 per hit, you would. I'm not talking anything per kinky, hit. I'm not talking anything per awkward. Hit. Yeah.
You're a bit easy, man. You're selling yourself a bit short.
No, I'm realistic.
No, real.
Per hit.
Right, now, if we all club together...
He said 20, didn't he?
It's only
his
birthday in August.
I might negotiate.
Come in chill on the next video cast.
Yeah. The Deliverance video cast. Alright, okay, so...
Time to sign off then, I think.
We've come to a natural end.
Well, has. <guys.
laughs> I think we've all learned something today.
Indeed.
It's been a
Will
lot.
Will lose his it's opportunity.
Yeah, it has been messy. It's been lots
of... I was going for the $5,000 side.
But when you said the exchange rate, then you completely cocked it out and said 20p.
Yeah, but I'm talking about £5,000 for the anal sex.
How many followers are you going to have on Twitter now?
6. Then we're going to drop off and go, I didn't believe it.
6 millionaires. 6 bent millionaires.
Here we go. Yeah, so it's been a messy one. It's been lots of blood, semen, sweat and tears.
I've not come out well here. On this particular episode, I think I could have come across better.
Right, okay.
Wait for the video cast.
Okay, so thank you for listening to the Oddcast podcast, episode 46.
You poor fuckers.
You can, like I said, you found us, so tell your friends, go to Stitcher on iTunes, oddpoduk.wordpress.com.
Although if you're the sort of person that's listening to this, you probably don't have friends.
No, you're not coming across very well on this podcast. Go to the blog that nobody's reading.tumblr.com.
Kick my foot.
Oh, sorry. And go to the Pod Gods Network.
This is foot fetish.
And follow at Barker Podcast, at Oddcast Podcast, at Pod Gods. And Bill, what's your Twitter?
B-I-L-O 66.
Yes.
Bilbo. How do you spell 66?
And yes, it's been your question. I've been Adam.
Billy.
Ash.
And
Will.
Sign us out, Ash.
Bye. Peek-a-boo.
Bye.
Hey guys, this is Rambo
and Phoenix
for Little Punch Drunk, where we talk about what life's hitting us with next.
Make sure to tune in each week to find out what's going on in news, entertainment, and just funny things that we find entertaining throughout the week.
Not to mention technology with Phoenix and his app of the week.
And also the angriest part of the show, Rambo's Rant.
It's anger at biblical proportions.
Make sure to tune in each week by checking us out at alittlepunchdrunk.podbean.com. You can also make sure to send your emails to alittlepunchdrunk@gmail.com.
Don't forget also, we do have the Twitter. You can find us at A-L-I-L Punch Drunk. And you can also find us at any time at the Facebook fan page. Easy enough to find.
So for A Little Punch Drunk, this is Phoenix.
And Rambo.
Have a good week.
Rock on.